football on off the ball.
Trying to run forward and give us that energy. I think probably the penalty, I probably should do better. I probably should get the shot off a little bit earlier, in my opinion. Probably lacking that little bit of sharpness, just for whatever reason. I think I'll get stronger as the season goes on. But
join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Roy Pearce, you are the 2026 Energy All-Ireland League Women's Champions. I'm going to let you try and sum up those last few minutes because my heart still hasn't calmed down. I don't know how you're feeling.
Honestly, it was just like, we did it last year, right? And I really didn't want to be in the same position again. But when they scored, I just said to the girls, right, we'll kick off. Eamon McDonagh will win it and we'll just go and score. Sometimes it's a very simple game. Like, I think we actually made it very complicated for the other 78 minutes. But I suppose it's easy when you've done it. Like, you know, like you have that little bit of experience. And then we got a penalty and we were looking at posts. And I, you know, asked Katrina, what are you thinking? It was a bit far out of her range. And she kind of said, let's go again. And we just get our big ball carriers on, Blanche. And then Fitton, Katrina gets in under the post, a great offload from Ava O'Malley. But I don't know how you sum it up. It's mad.
I have to ask about half time because it felt like BlackRock, the momentum might have been with them, and you guys just come out of the blocks straight away after the break. What was said in the dressing room?
Yeah, we just knew we weren't playing to our strengths. Like, you know, they had quite a good line chase on, and we didn't have enough people in the back, like the backs in the sweep to go wide. Like, you saw the damage Alana did, Chisholm, Clara Barrett as well. And we just weren't getting them the ball. Like, so we needed to go back to what we were good at, you know, crash the middle and then go wide. And once we started doing that, we got a bit of ground. And then just like really good, like Katrina coming in, Kate leading us around the park and marching us around. And that was kind of the difference. Now, they still scored a couple of tries. The discipline was probably the worst we've had all season. But look, sometimes that happens. And you have to rise above it and come out on top.
Yeah, how do you get your mind set right after it kind of doesn't go your way? They're disrupting some of your like classic strengths in the set piece very early on. The way you settled into the game, how were you able to do that?
I think you can only control what you can control, like, you know, and there's no point worrying about what's happened and what they've disrupted. It's just about go and do it again. And at some stage it's gonna fall, like. And you know, we just relied on a couple of big turnovers from big players, but that's what rugby is, you know. Like, it's not all going to go plain sailing. You're going to have ups and you're going to have downs, and someone will come up with a big play, and then you just have to live off that and go back up the pitch and score tries in the 82nd minute for the second year in a row.
You were talking to us earlier in the week saying that Paul O'Connell was mentioning to you, guys, this is amazing, a third final in a row, and you said maybe we're not ready to focus on that yet or think about it too much. I'd say you are now.
Yeah, like, he just said to us, like, this, like, what we have, this is not normal, like. And I think people see that today. Like, it isn't normal to be under your post with 50 seconds left to go and win it. Like, you know, a lot of teams would crumble and they'd throw in the towel, but we don't. We've such belief in each other. But I think that comes from the tight-knit group we have. Someone said during the week, we live in each other's pockets. We absolutely do. Like, we would get on so well. Like, they're literally, I have a couple of sisters, but I have about 20 odd more in that dressing room, you know. And I think that's what kind of contributes to what we do, is we're such a tight group. And you know, we'll go hammer and tongs, and then we'll just stand up and fight when it comes on the pitch.
What a moment for you guys. What a moment and weekend for UL Bows generally. The men are back up to Division 2A, and there's talk about whether like hurling has taken over as the main sport in Limerick, but it must be such a like point of pride for you guys that you're able to fly the flag for the city and keep winning year on year.
It is. Any idea what the score in the hurling is?
I have no idea.
I forgot about that Nicole Cronamore Limerick jersey this morning. Like,
I don't know who Clontarf support.
Oh God, I'll have to check. No, it is. Like, it's a massive pride for us. Like, GAA is huge, and but like, we can only do what we do, you know. We can't worry about other sports and outside noise. We can only control what's happening in our club. But great day for the men yesterday, great day for us today. And as I said, there won't be a child washed in the house for the week now with UL Bows.
Absolutely. It was an amazing final. Chloe, congratulations again.
Thank you very much.
Well, Sarah Quinn, you are the 2026 Energy All-Ireland League Women's Champions. I tried to get Chloe Pearce just there to explain what it was like on the pitch those final few moments. Dare I say it was probably equally as heart-stopping in the paddock.
Yeah, absolutely. A wave of emotion, to be honest. When BlackRock scored, I just said to myself, there's still time. And yeah, and then kind of worked our way back up the pitch. And when BlackRock tried to keep it tight, I was like, there's still time. There's still time. If we turn this over, we have it. And it came. And I could see the steel in Katrina's eyes and Alana's eyes. You could see it there because they were kind of in my eye line. And yeah, what a couple of moments.
It was insane. Like, the place just absolutely exploded. I want to know what happened at halftime, because it felt like BlackRock maybe had the momentum and had really made the better of the two starts. What did you say to the players to just settle them down or get them G'd up? Because they came out of the blocks firing after the break.
Yeah, look, we actually played a lot of ball, I thought, in the first half in their own 22, and we just didn't execute or, you know, get in. And fair play to BlackRock, they had a good defence there. But what I said to them was, look, it's 40 minutes, it's a reset, we start again. But just, like, understand, you have 40 minutes. You'll either be disappointed or you'll be happy. Obviously, I said a bit more aggression, but just laid it out on the table for them, really, and kind of just tried to find that fire in their bellies. I knew it was in them, like, and they know it's in them as well. And yeah, just a little reminder. I won't say exactly what I said. I don't know if it's good to put it on here, but yeah, just reminded them what it was and what that feeling would be at the end if we won it or lost it.
You've name checked Katrina Finn, Chisholm Aguero. I know tore the place up 2 years ago in the decider. I mean, being able to call upon that experience so late in the game, and they did bring a type of energy that must be such a great resource.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, we're delighted there that they're both, or all of them, are involved in Ireland camps at the minute, whether it's the under-21s or seniors. Super, super proud of everybody, but it's great to get them back today. We've missed them, to be honest with you, and just delighted that we were able to bring them on. But there was a lot of girls that put their hands up that got us into the final while the girls were away with Celtic Challenge and with Ireland. So, like, there's a lot of players that you have to reward there, and a lot of players you have to actually disappoint. But to bring those girls in, absolutely amazing. Like, wow.
Yeah, wow is the word.
Yeah.
Coming in this year and taking up the mantle from Fiona Hayes, I mean, that would have been a tough act to follow, going back to back, and three in a row is an incredible achievement. But when you set out this year, what were your sort of targets? What did you have as ambitions and goals throughout the year?
Yeah, look, I suppose I've been around, as you said, and I've been in it with Fiona for the last 2 years. So this year, like, I just put out to players, what do you want? Like, you know, ye tell me what you want. Like, it's actually not about me at all. It's about them. They want a three in a row. That was the goal. So, like, every game, it was just like, how are we going to get there? To be honest, every week we didn't know what we were going to have. Like, you know, and a lot of our seconds players stood up, like, a lot, and credit due to them. But just like that, we put in the hard work. Obviously, you do your match analysis, your reviews. You just go for it game by game and kind of what you need to work on. And yeah, look, that's all I did, to be fair. I obviously want to win. Like, what rugby player or coach doesn't want to win? You know, why would we be in the game? And I wanted, obviously, to win the cup. Did I believe it? Yes, I did. But when it came down to it, they had me sweating buckets.
Was Paul O'Connell in this week saying that this is not normal again?
No, he wasn't. We actually joined Neville in this week, which was amazing. And we had Sean Cronin in as well to help with the forwards and the scrum. But Joy gave some very wise words. As an Expos player herself, she's been through it all and is the true trailblazer. So, yeah, they're the players you want in and people you want in around your squad.
Next year it's going to be a little bit different in the women's division. We're having Division 1A and 1B being brought in with the top six from this year, I think, and then the second six in 1B. As a competition, like, today's final is a great advertisement, but the closer the games are in the regular season can only be a good thing, both for your competitiveness and for the product itself.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, no team wants to go out and win another team by 100 points or near that, and vice versa. Nobody wants to lose that. That's not a competition at all. You want to be playing competitive rugby week in, week out, and by splitting it into 1A, 1B, it'll only boost the game. It'll make the game more competitive, and teams can grow, like, especially those teams that are only coming into AIL, they can grow into AIL rugby. And I suppose obviously the top six will be really, really competitive. Who knows what it's gonna end up in this time next year.
Back to tonight, what's on the cards this evening?
I'm both home to Limerick and a big celebration.
Not a good night's sleep. No
no sleep.
Sarah, congrats again.
Thank you. Thanks.
Football on off the ball,
trying to run forward and give us that energy. I think probably the penalty, I probably should do better. I probably should get the shot off a little bit earlier, in my opinion. Probably lacking that little bit of sharpness, just whatever, for whatever reason. I think I'll get stronger as the season goes on. But
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.